David Quince, farmer and grazier from a little place called Tambor Springs near Gunnedah up in New South Wales, and also a councillor on Gunnedah Shire Council.
I'm Sarah Moles. I'm from the Darling Downs in Queensland. I'm a director of Lock the Gate, and I have a particular interest in the sustainable use and management of our water resources.
We've just come down to share our experience and our knowledge with this industry, the tight or unconventional gas industry, which I believe is possibly the biggest threat that this country has seen to agriculture and our precious water.
Narelle, tell us your story about your area up at Chinchilla.
We have Queensland Gas BG Group on our place on a tenement. We own 865 acres of land. We irrigate off that. We have 7 gas wells actually on our own property. We have 26 wells around our house. We live with 4 high pressure pipelines running 80 metres from my house that vent methane all day and all night.
Did you consciously allow this to happen, or did it just happen?
2005, we actually asked them to come onto our place because we were in a drought and we ran out of water, and they were pumping and they had more water than they could poke a stick at. So we approached them and they said, well, how about a well? We'll give you all the water you ever want. You're in a drought. Water's pretty valuable out there for our farming. So we said yes, and that opened up to a big can of worms that we never knew was going to happen.
Are you making money out of the mining?
Oh, yeah, we make a lot of money, actually. We get $265 per well per year.
That's it?
That's it.
What effect has it had on the family? Now, you do have a big family.
Yes, we have 11 children, and the effects on our family are the little children have nosebleeds, headaches, metal taste in their mouth all the time. And the noise is horrendous. That we actually don't use we have a 10-bedroom house and we don't use 2 bedrooms in our house because of the noise that vibrates the windows.
What sort of noise are you talking about?
It's a really high-pitched noise. If you put your finger around a glass cup, you can hear that real high-pitched noise that just runs through your ears all night. And then we also have this vibration that runs through the house that just vibrates your belly, that it's like an anxious feeling all the time. You never get rid of it.
What is on the farm with regard to stock?
We have cattle that we've just sold because of the drought, but we also have irrigation that we use, the RO water, which is reverse osmosis water, out of the Queensland Gas BG Group sites.
What's your situation then? Can you sell your farm?
We can't sell our farm at all. No one wants it. No one wants gas on their place. Queensland Gas BG Group do not want to buy us out. So our health problems are very mental problems. That we have to live with every day. We will actually eventually move, but to move a 10-bedroom house, our carting business, my husband and I own trucks and work for feedlots around the area. If we have to move, we have to upgrade. We have to move all our farm
equipment,
our business, yep, our family. Where do we go? What do we do? Because everywhere around Chinchilla is tenemented with gas companies.
I'll bring in Sarah from Lock the Gate. Sarah, is this sort of a situation that's mirroring itself across parts of Australia at the moment?
Well, I think Queensland's really at the forefront of this. The industry is the most established in Queensland. And what we're seeing, the Queensland experience, is that entire agricultural landscapes are being industrialised. And it's the combination of the spatial intensity of the wells that we're now starting to see. On Narelle's property, the wells are currently at about 750 metre spacings. But the company will come back and they'll drill in between those, and they'll probably end up with wells at 500 or 250 metre spacings. And then you've got all the gathering lines and the pipelines and the compressor stations and the vents and all the other infrastructure that goes with it. And then you've got thousands, and potentially Queensland's looking at 40,000 to 60,000 wells across the Great Artesian Basin. That's just Queensland. That's just these 3 or 4 companies that are currently operating in Queensland. Many of those wells, probably 30 or 40% of them, will be fracked. That's a huge amount of water being used that's being diverted from agriculture and from other productive uses. And we're seeing long-distance horizontal drilling. And the combination of all these things means that agricultural landscapes are being industrialised. It's not possible for intensive agriculture to coexist with an industry that's as invasive as this is and on such a massive scale, unless the company buys out the properties. And of course, the companies don't want to buy out the properties if they don't have to.
So what's been your message to the Minister, Jeremy Rockliffe, who you met yesterday, and Paul Harris?
Well, look, all I can say to them that, you know, Tasmania's got a fantastic reputation as far as being clean and green. you know, I can imagine these ministers looking at the pluses and the jobs, but they won't employ local Tasmanians. Local Tasmanians don't have the knowledge. They've got to bring in some cases, from overseas, drillers to do this sort of stuff, because this is where this technology comes from, Canada and the USA. And even with the gas industry as it is, CSG, up in Queensland, they've actually, you know, getting machines and people in from overseas to work these sorts of machines, because that's where the technology comes from. All the jobs are concentrated in the construction period. After that, there's virtually no jobs. It's just a caretaker community, and they're specialists. So they're usually, again, fly in or fly out, or the life of these wells is, you know, or the life of the industry, we're only looking at sort of, you know, 10 to maybe 30 years. But what the devastation they leave on agricultural country, you know, it renders it useless virtually. And so what you've got to look at is you're looking at agriculture, which is infinite. You know, it goes on and on and on. And I mean, we've got cost benefit analysis just with the CSG industry, and it proves undoubtedly that, and it looks at both supposed coexistence with agriculture and, you know, CSG type gas drilling, and agriculture by itself, and then just CSG drilling. And agriculture comes out on top every time.
Narelle, what's your message been to the people you've talked to in Tasmania?
Well, I hope I can put across to the politicians, if you've got people voting for you, have a look at what's been happening up in Queensland and overseas, and you do not want it for your people that are voting for you. I urge them not to have to go and have a look at Queensland, and I personally will put them up in a beautiful big house and meet all the methane they want to smell. So, yeah, just please listen to your voters and don't have what's been happening in our backyard.
It's just not an industry that I think that Australia needs to embrace. We've got a country here that without a doubt is, you know, our most precious asset is water, because we're the driest inhabited country on this planet. And to put that water at risk is just, to my way of thinking, it's unthinkable.